Boy, it's good to be here.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Hey, man. I don't know what I'm going to do now. A long time ago, God put eternity in my soul.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord.
I'm God. I'm going home. Going home. We sang a song in the church hymnal, Victory in Jesus. A lot of us that are saved, sometimes we don't feel like we have victory. Sometimes we feel like when the world is crumbling and the world is caving in, sometimes we feel like we don't have victory. Sometimes we experience sickness in our families and we see that precious loved one. We see that loved one go through things in their lives. And we see that loved one cross over and we feel like that we've lost the battle. I've been there. I know that. But David, I was thinking about that this week. Your daughter was 12 years old, wasn't she, when she passed away? I don't know how you feel. I don't know how you felt. I don't know what you went through. I've never experienced that in my life. And I pray to God I never do. I pray I never do. But I thought about this, Brother David. You've had some good times from then till now. But one day, Brother David, you're going to see that victory. One day, we're going to see that victory, Brother William. When the gates of heaven swing open and the children of God walk into that city, that celestial city, and we see those loved ones standing there in a perfect and a glorified body, not a wrinkle on them, amen, hallelujah, no age on them, no gray hair on them, oh, my friend, no sickness on them, no walking canes, amen, no crawlers to get around with. Thank God when we gather over there, our friend, it's going to be wonderful when we're over there. You and I don't know what victory is, but one day, we're going to know what victory is. And William, I sure do love you. What I had's gone. Now I can take it and go with it, but God ain't in that. God's not in that. It's time to give an invitation. It is. Sing victory in Jesus. Come sing. And I know that's not an invitational song, but we're gonna sing it. Amen. Because every one of us that's in this room that's a child of God, we have victory. We have victory. And listen, we need to give God thanks and we need to give Him glory and we need to give Him praise. Amen. I'm telling you what, folks, It's time today that God's people worship, and it's time that God's people praise Him for what He's done in their hearts and lives. Listen, I've been liberated. I've been birthed into the kingdom of God. Yes, sir. And if anybody's got a right to shout and praise the Lord, it's me tonight. Amen. I'm headed home. I'm headed to heaven. Thank God. Oh, how thankful we ought to be and worship Him. Stand up. Sing that song. Sing it. Amen. Come on. Come on, if you need to come pray, come on, amen. If you need to thank God, lift your hands and give Him praise for what He's done in your heart and your life. You're not going to hell tonight, amen. Oh, if you leave this world tonight, you're going to be on the other side. You're going to be in that city that God's built. He's prepared for His children. Oh, thank God. Verse again. But when I got up this morning out of the bed, I had victory. When I went to the pastor today and worked on Pastor Fiennes, I had victory. When I come in this evening about 3 o'clock and got me a shower, got ready to come over here, I was thinking about that victory that I had. Everybody's worried about the stock market. Everybody's worried about gas getting up to $5 a gallon. Everybody's worried about a loaf of bread being $5 a loaf. Amen. Oh, but I tell you what, I've got victory. I've got victory. I've got victory. I've got victory. And the reason I got victory, there was an angel that came down out of heaven and stood there at a borrowed tomb, and the stone began to roll, and there stood the Son. There stood the Son, waiting on the angel. Amen. Yeah, a lot of folks think that angel had the power of the resurrection. Oh, but Jesus looked at Mary and Martha and said, I am the resurrection and the truth. You got victory tonight. You got victory. Amen. Sing that last verse for me, preacher. One more time. Last verse.
Again, all of you here, thank you for coming. Anybody got another word or any testimony, anything?